At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, April 5th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big interleague showdown. It maybe should be called game of the day, game of the afternoon, because this is a 1:05 start in Major League Baseball between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees. Currently, the Yankees are listed as a minus 155 home favorite, with the Phillies plus 140 and a low total of 7. Now, going into this matchup, the rubber match of the interleague series here, both teams have split the first two games. The Yankees, who are 3-2, they won the opener 8-1. Pretty much cruising there as a minus 175 home favorite. Yesterday, we saw the Phillies finally get their first win of the year. They're now 1-4. They won and beat the Yankees 4-1, cashing as a plus 140 road dog. Now, the pitching matchup for this one, Aaron Nola, 0-0 record, 12.27 ERA, got lit up in his first start there against Texas. He'll be facing Garrett Cole, the stud ace of the Yankees, 1-0, 0.00 ERA, pitch grade against San Fran in the season opener. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, it looks like some pro money going with the Yankees at home here tonight. The Yankees opened as a minus 140 home favorite. We've now seen the Yankees get steamed up all the way to minus 155. Some books even creeping up closer to minus 160. So all movement and liability has been toward New York. They're getting 84% of bets, but 91% of the money. So kind of tells me both a pro and Joe bet split here in favor of the Yankees. Obviously with the pinstripes, big public team here, but also some respected bettors saying, hey, we can get Garrett Cole, you know, close to a minus 140 to open here. Might as well hit that number. Pretty good value. Typically you see Garrett Cole, you know, minus 200, minus 250, especially against Nola, again, who got lit up pretty good there against Texas in the opener. Also some system matches here for New York. One would be a favorite off a loss, who made the postseason last year. So you're kind of in this kind of typical bounce back spot. 309 and 182 since the start of last year, 63% win rate. Also interleague favorite with a line move. Typically in the interleague games, the team who's favored and gets the line move has an added edge because basically the lack of familiarity, you don't really match up very often against an interleague opponent. Therefore, benefits, quote unquote, with the lack of familiarity, benefits the better team, which is based upon the favorite designation. Then you got the line move telling that you have sharp money in their favor as well. Also, favorite low total. Again, correlative betting is important here. Always comparing what the side is to the total, looking for an edge one way or the other. And when I'm on a favorite, I want to favor it in a game with a low total. So a low total would be anything 8 or lower. High total would be anything really 9 or higher. But this one is 7, favorite low total, because fewer amount of expected runs scored. Never a guarantee, but more likely they're going to come from, those runs are going to come from quote-unquote the better team, which would be the Yankees in the spot, based, again, upon the favorite designation. Power advantage here with the Yankees. They've hit 10 home runs so far this year, only 3 home runs for Philly. And also much better pitching staff, 2.40 ERA here for the Yankees versus 7.46 for Philadelphia. And then also keep an eye on the total. We have seen some under liability here. Looks like some smart money leaning under. The total opened at 7, minus 110 both sides. Now it's 7 under, minus 120. So kind of tells me you got a lot of under money here, respected under money, and this thing may even fall to 6.5. So if you like these totals, you know, I'm kind of the opinion that you should probably hit these, you know, early in the morning, not wait till too late in the day. If you like this under 7, probably want to get it now. If you wait until, you know, noon, right, you know, hour before this game starts, might be already down to 6.5. These totals can move pretty quick. But also the weather benefits the under. It's going to be about 55 degrees at Yankee Stadium, but the winds are blowing in from dead center at around 10 miles per hour. And historically, when the wind blows in 10 miles per hour or more, you see the under cash over the last decade at around 54%. And the home plate ump, Nick Lentz, he does tend to favor historically the home team, 61%, and the under, 52%. But in a big rubber match here between the Yanks and the Philadelphia Phillies here, I'm going to take the Yankees. I'm looking at the Yankees at around minus 155 in a big interleague showdown, 1 o'clock today in the Bronx.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look at another interleague showdown here, same time, 1:05 p.m. We got a lot of day games in baseball today, 13 games across the board. Quite a few tipping off around 1 o'clock, so don't wait too late today. You know, all these games are going to be starting early. Hopefully you can find a way to get out of your cubicle, go to the bathroom, and go get your plays in here if you're working, if you're at the office today. But anyway, good afternoon distraction. Looking at this one, though, Tampa Bay Rays and the Washington Nationals. 1:05 start, as I mentioned. Tampa Bay is a big favorite here, minus 250 on the road versus Washington Nats, plus 225 at home with a total of 8. Now, going to this matchup, Tampa Bay is the only undefeated team in baseball. They're 5-0. They're 2-0 so far this series, going for the sweep today. They won the opener 6-2, cashing as a minus 175 road favorite. They won again yesterday 10-6. It needed a big ninth inning comeback win to get that one. Won as a minus 170 road favorite as well. This matchup, very lopsided. The reason why this line is so high, you have a great pitcher for Tampa. You have a not very good pitcher here for Washington. Tampa is throwing Shane McClanahan, who was kind of a Cy Young candidate last year, lost out to Verlander, but 1-0, 0.00 ERA to start. He was great against the Tigers in the opener. He'll be facing Patrick Corbin, who used to be really good, signed a big deal, won a World Series back in the day with the Nats, but he's really been a bet against over the last few years. He's 0-1 to start the season, an ERA of 6. So what have we seen across the board? A lot of movement here toward Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay opened as low as a minus 225 road favorite. Now Tampa's all the way up to minus 250. Some shops even creeping up higher to around minus 260. So all movement here has been toward the Rays. Rays are getting 87% of bets, but 95% of the money. Again, evidence of a lot of public money, but also some respected money moving these numbers as well. Also, when you look at betting percentages, you know, public's betting these games, you know, game day and closer to game day and closer to game time or first pitch. So overnight numbers, you know, 80, 87%, 95% early morning numbers. They're not quite as, you know, purely public as you would look at if you look later in the day before these games tip off. But anyway, one system match here for Tampa, a road favorite who made the postseason last year versus an opponent who did not. 274 and 169, 62% since the start of last year. Just like the Yankees, you would have value as an interleague favorite with a line move. Sharp action in your direction with a line move. Interleague favorite, again, lack of familiarity, benefiting the better team. Favorite low total, total in this one is 8. Again, totals, low totals are 8 or less. Really, 8.5 is your line of demarcation. Higher than 8.5, high total. Lower than 8.5, low total. But again, favorite low total, correlative betting in favor of Tampa. Also, Tampa Bay in the spot, they've been good against lefties. Since 2021, they are 59-42 against southpaws, 58% win rate. Tampa Bay will also lean on their bats. They're really hitting great here to start the year, hitting 275 versus just 189 for Washington. And here's the stat that, you know, if you want to lay this price, which I am going to lay it with Tampa, I know it's a big number, but the fade Corbin stat, fading Patrick Corbin, that means betting against Patrick Corbin, since 2020 betting against Patrick Corbin is 52-21, 71%. It's been a huge moneymaker here to fade Corbin, especially with a Rays team here today with their ace on the mound and who have raked against lefties. Also, keep an eye on the total here. It's 8, pretty much minus 110 both sides, but I do see a couple shops that are 8 over minus 115, so it could be a little liability here to the over. It's a great weather day in our nation's capital if you want to take this over. 85 degrees, wind is blowing out 10 to 15 miles per hour. The over is currently getting 73% of bets, but 80% of the money. So pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split, public, but also smart money toward that over. And so far, what have we seen with these rule changes? Well, I would attest that the game is much more entertaining and much more fun to sweat. We've seen stolen bases tick up. We've seen more hits, banning of the shift, pitch clock. Games have sped up like 25 minutes, half hour. But we have seen overs, as we kind of expected, doing pretty good so far. Overs are 45 and 33, 58% so far. With these new rules. So maybe we'll lean to this over with the wind blowing out, but I'm looking toward Tampa Bay here on minus 250 in a big matchup in a fade Corbin spot. 1:05 p.m. today in an interleague game between the Nats and the Rays. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am officially on the Yankees, the New York Yankees here. I like that steam move to the Yankees, minus 140 to minus 155. I want to back Cole, who looked great in the opener here. We also have a bunch of system matches. Fave off a loss, made the postseason. Interleague favorite, fave low total. Better power, better pitching. And it would be a lean to the under there for me with that juiced up under 7 at minus 120. But I'm on the Yankees, minus 155. And I'm on Tampa. I know it's a big number. I got Tampa at minus 250. Again, I think this thing's going to creep up if you wait any higher here or wait any longer. But as always, it's a bet-tris versus bet-to-win. I always mention this by saying, hey, if I lose a minus 150 or a plus 250, I lose one unit. I'm always risking one unit every single bet that I make. So I'm not risking 2.5 units to win one unit. I think that's betting to win what a lot of bettors would do if they wanted to take Tampa here. So every play is always risking one unit. Obviously, if Tampa wins, I'm getting less than a half unit back. But I like to chip away at some of these spots in a favorite spot if you think you have a good edge here. So I think I do here with Tampa, with McClanahan and a fade Corbin spot. So I'm on Tampa at minus 250. And then one more game for you. I'm going with the Southsiders tonight. Give me the Chicago White Sox. It's a 210 game. White Sox against San Francisco. Currently, we have the White Sox listed as around a minus 135 home favorite. We have San Francisco around a plus 120 road dog. Total in this one is 7.5. What I like about the White Sox here, so take a step back. This is the second game of the series, but weirdly, they played Monday and they were off yesterday and they're back today, so they had a day off yesterday. That's going to be important because I'm going to give you a system match in terms of a favorite on a day off. But San Fran is 2-2. White Sox are 2-3. San Fran won the opener, crushed the White Sox on Monday, 12-3, easily winning outright as a plus 125 road dog. Now, the pitching matchup today, pretty good matchup. We have Logan Webb on the bump for San Fran, 0-1, 6 ERA. Against Dylan Cease. If you don't know about Dylan Cease, this kid's pretty good. I had a good year last year. He was in the Cy Young conversation. Actually gave Verlander a run for his money late in the year. But Dylan Cease, 0-0 to start the year, but a 1.42 ERA. And what I like is backing Cease and then the line move here. Chicago White Sox opened as low as a minus 130 home favorite. Now they're minus 135, and now they're creeping up to minus 140. So all movement and liability has been toward the White Sox in this game. And then here's the angle that I like. Both teams are coming off a day off. Take the favorite. Very simple here, but it's a rested system in favor of quote unquote the better team. That system is 7-3 so far this year. And that system is 137-68, 67% since the start of 2022. So again, both teams had the day off. Take the favorite. Great this year. Great historically. We have a pretty good bet split toward Chicago as well. Only getting 66% of bets, but 87% of the money. So kind of a two-thirds of public, but heavy smart money going White Sox. Then also offensively, hitting 273 versus 239. They've had 50 hits versus 33. Both of those stats in favor of the White Sox over San Fran. Then also keep an eye on the total. It's 7.5 here. Kind of some juice is pretty much down the middle. But you do have a big windy play here with the White Sox. No two good pitchers on the bump. But the wind is blowing out to left center at 20 miles per hour. It's going to be about 65 degrees as well. And the White Sox are 4-1 to the over to start the year. So if you see that thing, the juice rise, continue to rise on that 7.5 over, minus 115, minus 120, could be an indication of over money. But I'm just going to take the White Sox here. I like this angle with Cease on the bump and that good system match. Give me the White Sox at minus 135. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, April 5th. But reminder, even though college hoops is over, so much going on right now in the sports betting world. We have daily wall-to-wall baseball, 15 games a day. We have NBA and NHL getting ready for the playoffs here pretty soon, winding down the regular season. And then, of course, the NFL draft at the end of the month here. So with so much going on, let VSiN make your life a little bit easier, help your capping by giving you all the info, insights, and data all in one place. Expert advice, best bet picks, breakdowns, everything we can do to help you make the smartest bet that you can. Easiest thing is to get yourself introduced to VSiN by signing up for the newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Then you'll wake up every morning to fantastic sports betting coverage across the marketplace, letting you know what's going on in the betting world and at VSiN on a daily basis. We'd love for you to become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. Then you'll get every single best bet sent to your email from all the guests and hosts at VSiN, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, the great DraftKings percentages. We have a great promo right now, only $9.99, your first full month of service. And at least if you're not going to do those two things, I hope you do, but if you don't, at least just give us a follow on Twitter. You know, support us on social media. We tweet out great content all day. Make sure you follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday. I'll be jumping on Follow the Money here in a second, but hope you have a good day. And as always, let's cash some tickets today. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.